This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Monday morning with an awful lot to get to today. Because we are, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, a mere 3 days to Philly's opening day. So buckle up, because it happens this week, and obviously we'll talk a ton about it this week, and, you know, the next 7 months. Well, we hope 7 months. Eagles offseason, we'll get into some of that. Sixers and Flyers absolutely limping to the finish line, NCAA tournament, and more. All of it with you on the phone lines today, 215-592-9494. And we may have a leadoff hitter. We're two. Richard Rich, good morning.
Hello there, Joe.
How are you, pal?
Good.
Good.
Are you?
I'm great.
Really?
Yeah, I feel
You're
fantastic.
Great.
I feel
you know,
great.
It used to be sacrilegious, considered sacrilegious to use a fork.
Why?
They thought that it was what the devil used. They thought it what people used in their left hand.
Don't do that.
It was the tines of the fork were like a pitchfork like the devil had. And it was considered decadent. Decadent to
just use with
a
your
fork.
Hands. Yeah, just use your hands.
Yeah, they said, hey, why not? God gave you a fork right in the form of your hand.
Yeah.
So use that and a knife and a spoon and you'll be fine. What they said.
You ever eat a sloppy Joe with your hands?
Of course.
No one's done that.
Yeah, everyone does that.
A sloppy Joe?
A sloppy Joe. Yeah, you got a bun.
Well, I meant the part when it falls out and then you scoop it up, because there's always part that falls out. All right, good morning, everybody.
So, you eat a sandwich with your hands? No way.
I that was on me. I got confused. All right, a lot of people in the Delaware Valley are confused, at least as I sense it early on here, since Rob Thompson said yesterday he might use two leadoff hitters with, you know, this concept of... Two leadoff hitters. So, I got to tell you, I am really surprised that this has caused a ripple for some people, as if it's outrageous for both Kyle Schwarber and Trey Turner to both be used as leadoff hitters. It's a very simple concept. When I got a right-handed pitcher, I use Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
When I got a left-handed pitcher, I use Trey Turner.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, consider me not concerned.
I'm all right with that, too.
But apparently, you know, like Seltzer, what is your major malfunction that you got a problem with this?
Just pick a lineup. Like, it's not the end of the world. I'm not freaking out about it. But, like, for a team that has had such questions about it, and it's been a thing all offseason, like, commit to a lineup. Like, stop moving these guys around. Just give them a chance to get comfortable in a spot, and let's see if that lineup works.
Like, all right, let's listen to Rob.
It just seems Mickey Mouse.
All right, I want to listen to Rob Thompson, then we'll get everyone's reaction, 215-592-9494. Because for the last couple months, we've been trying to figure out who's going to lead off. It looked... in the last week, like it would probably be primarily Kyle Schwarber because he's gotten five games in a row down there in Clearwater. But then yesterday during the broadcast, Philly's broadcast, you're going to hear Scott Fransky, you're going to hear Rob Thompson. Listen to this exchange.
I know the question everybody's asked all spring is your lineup. What will it look like come Thursday? Is today a pretty good preview, or is that just reading too much into it?
Well, we're going to go with Trey leading off tomorrow. So we're still fighting through it. And I'm thinking about, you know, maybe against a left-handed starter, it's Trey leading off, right-handed starter, it's Schwarber leading off. But I'm not quite there yet. But the nine guys you see today are going to be in the lineup on opening day.
All right, look, I want everyone's reaction, 215-592-9494. John, first crack at it. What do you make of it?
Well, I've never been as worried about the batting order, I guess, as most. I think having two leadoff guys with different strengths and weaknesses over the course of a 162-game season, it sounds kind of like a really good idea that I'm surprised it's not leaned into more often because it just seems practical. Schwarber against righties, Trey against lefties, yeah, that's sort of what you do. I think it makes us more versatile. You got two guys who are qualified, who have these vastly different strengths and weaknesses. I like that opponents are forced to prepare even more when they prepare to face the Phillies. You know, leadoff is just another point of complication that the opponent has to deal with now if this is the way that we're going to go. So we have twice as much going on at leadoff compared to all the other teams going on, all the other teams out there. I'm fine with multiplicity. I'd be fine, you know, going with the hot hand, assuming Topper makes those reads properly. But, that's been the issue all along. Does anyone trust Topper to make the reads properly all the time? That's a big ask. I was once married. I have
that was
great
not the
friends.
Next. That was not the next sentence I expected.
I
He's
had
in the middle
two
of a Philly
best men.
All of a sudden, I was once. Okay, no, I get the point, John. Two best men. So
you couldn't decide either.
I had to choose between my best friends.
Right.
I had to choose between my best friends and both of whom I love, but both of whom meant the world to me.
Yep.
And so I had two best men.
I like the analogy.
Maybe I'm not the best person to ask on this one.
But maybe you are. See, that's the thing.
More options means more versatility.
Yeah.
I think more versatility means more answers. More answers means better team.
All right, so I really want to hear from everyone at 215.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
592-9494. Where do you stand on how this should shake out? It was pretty obvious pretty early. Bryson Stott was not going to get a crack at this. So you could tell a couple weeks ago this was going to come down to Kyle Schwarber or Trey Turner. I've been in the Kyle Schwarber camp. More people by far have been in the Trey Turner camp. We did a poll early in March, who should be the Phillies' leadoff hitter. Schwarber got only 20%. Stock got 19%. Trey Turner got 61%. That was in March, early March. 61% said Trey Turner. Now we find out, and I don't think Rob Thompson would have said what he said yesterday if that wasn't the way he's going to go, meaning both. I mean, I don't think he puts that out there. And I don't think they have Schwarber on a Sunday and Trey on a Monday. You know, if like I don't think it's a facade. I think they're going to have both. Here's where I stand on it. Fine. No problem. I mean, listen, constantly in baseball, constantly, managers, you know, they do this thing called manage based on whether I got a left-handed pitcher against me or a right-handed pitcher against me. I mean, it's commonplace. I'll give you an example. 2008 Phils, I don't know how many people will remember this. I do. 2008 Phils, the whole season. By the way, they won a championship that year. I'm pretty sure people know. The whole season, they flip-flopped the two-hitter and the six-hitter. When it was a left-handed pitcher, Jason Worth batted two, Shane Victorino batted sixth. When it was a right-handed pitcher, Shane Victorino batted two, Jason Worth batted sixth. No problem.
Wasn't leadoff.
Wasn't leadoff. All right, Rhea, talk to me here, because I know you're in the seltzer category of not loving this. Because I see it as wise and unproblematic. Give me the counter-argument as you say it.
I see it as overthinking it. To me, it's the argument, like, with if you have two starting quarterbacks, you don't have one. Mm-hmm. And that's how I feel about that. It's not commonplace to flip leadoff.
It's not commonplace, but it's not like it's never happened. It does happen sometimes.
But it's
sometimes.
Rare.
It's rare. It's rare. And, I agree with that.
I mean, was Topper think he's going to, like, sneak up on the Nationals by not telling them whose leadoff hitter is going to be? I just think, you know, the time to make this decision was in spring training. And you've batted Schwarber now, as you mentioned, five times in a row.
Yeah.
Trey's going to go today. I just think it's ridiculous.
All right, so I want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. If you're Rob Thompson, what would you do? Obviously, it's down to three choices, because Stott's not going to get it. The three choices are, it's exclusively Schwarber, it's exclusively Trey, or you go back and forth based on who the starting pitcher of the other team is. Again, 215-592-9494 for you to weigh in. Seltzer, you have not convinced me. Rhea, you have not convinced me. Now, people can. I don't think you will.
Do you think it's Topper's decision?
I hope it is, and I think it is.
I'm not sure about
that. You think
that.
It's Dombrowski?
No,
analytics?
I think it's Bryce Harper.
Well, listen, I mean, any of that is possible. I tend to think it's not, but if they give him that power, that would frustrate me. That would frustrate me.
You don't think he has it?
I think he's got a lot.
Yeah.
James, give me, I mean, you're not convincing me, James. You're just not. Neither you nor Reyes. What's the problem? Like, if Trey Turner bats better against left-handed pitchers, what's the problem with batting him more often when there's a left-handed pitcher?
The problem is this specific situation. And to Rhea's point, there are very few teams that do this. Like the Tampa Bay Rays maybe will do this, but you don't usually flip-flop your leadoff hitter on a game-per-game basis. And this team has just had so many issues with the lineup thing. Like, this has been something we've talked about for 2 years now, really 3 years with Schwarber leading off in 2022. But with the Turner thing, the Schwarber thing, we know these guys have their opinions about it, how they feel about it. We've heard Trey talk about being excited to lead off. We've heard that Kyle Schwarber likes leading off. Like, I think this is a situation where you need to, like, set this group straight. There have been too many issues with this lineup. Again, we've lost the last two playoffs because of the lineup. Like, I need everyone to feel comfortable in that lineup. I know that that's not something we always focus on. Just like, put the best hitter where they're supposed to hit, but like, they're also human beings and they've had issues. Like, it is what it is. Like,
John, is he convincing you? Because he ain't convincing me at all.
I'm not one bit. Well, so just like, keep flip flopping. Sure, why not? Like,
Did it work in 08 when they flip flopped the second hitter?
But again, there's a difference between the leadoff. There's a difference between leading off each game.
What's the difference?
Is that you're the guy who's going up and getting the first look at the pitcher. You're the guy who's giving the team a chance to look at the pitcher. Like, it's just
a
different approach.
It's different just one time.
Well, I'll give you the one difference between this and 08. Here's the major difference, because there is one difference. In 08, it was only two players that changed spots. Victorino and Worth, 2 and 6, that was it. This one will affect more players. Like, you're going to have Bryce batting 2 or 3, depending on where Trey hits. So, there's a ripple.
But I think that's okay.
I think so too, John. I mean, I don't know why this is a problem.
It feels
but apparently for
though,
some people it's a problem.
It feels as though it's a manufactured issue that we get bent out of shape about more often than...
Well,
the team has not been worried about this. You know, Topper has not been sitting up... Well, actually, we don't know.
Yeah, we don't really know.
He wouldn't tell us if that were the case. But they do watch these guys all day, every day, and they have a great feel for what they can give us.
So where do you stand? I mean, you got three choices. It's all Schwarber, it's all Trey, or it's both. Who do you think should be the leadoff hitter for the Phils?
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.